Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're the only woman in a field of men. You have the backing of Emily's List, the political action committee that raises money for female candidates. How much are you counting on women voters to help you become the first female U.S. senator from Massachusetts?
I think women voters are a very important part of this race. And my appeal to them is for both financial help and on issues. But I want to make it clear, I've never run for an office. I'm not running for this or asking people to vote for me because of my gender. I think that women understand that we have not elected as many women as we should to all offices, but I think women are supporting me because they know that I've done great jobs as district attorney, as attorney general, and that I bring a broad spectrum of interests and talents to Washington, should I win. And I think a lot of women just are glad to see a woman who is competent, experienced running for the office.
Well, talk a little bit more about that. You were in the first class of women at Williams College. You led, as you say, traditionally male-dominated institutions, the Middlesex County DA's office, now the Attorney General. How did your upbringing nurture and ground your careers?
Well, you know, I was in the middle of five. We had four girls and I had a younger brother. My parents, although my mother was a homemaker, always encouraged us to get good education, to look for careers. We grew up, I think, in an atmosphere where we expected that we would have jobs, careers. I always kid about this, but it's true. I watched a lot of Perry Mason as a kid. I did a lot of high school debate. I wanted to do something that mattered and made a difference. And ultimately, it seemed to me that law school would give me those tools. And you know, when I graduated from law school, my dad gave me this plaque that said, sometimes the best man for the job is a woman. And I worked in a couple of firms and enjoyed that, but I also wanted to make a difference with what I did. And although I was the DA, you know, I was probably one of the DAs that put a greater focus in some respects on child abuse prevention and domestic violence, where women and kids are more victimized. As Attorney General, the focus on health care issues, on child care issues, issues that are not only women's issues but everybody's issues, but require, I think, sometimes that extra voice to say, these are important issues for everybody in our society.
Let me ask you, why, in terms of Perry Mason, you decided to become a prosecutor when the prosecutor in the Perry Mason show, William Berger, used to lose just about everything?
Well, the short answer is I thought we needed better prosecutors and more of them.
You were the first candidate to take out nomination papers. You ramped up spending in this campaign for consultants, fundraisers, website upgrades in the weeks before Senator Kennedy died. Your timing is catching some heat from the Kennedy family. One of the senator's nephews, Stephen Smith, complained in the Boston Herald this week that you set up a campaign 6 months before my uncle died, and he was quoted as saying, in terms of ambition, she certainly got that. Respond to that.
Sure. I'm happy to. And first of all, we set up a campaign and a exploratory committee at the time when it looked like Senator Kerry was a candidate and could well be appointed as the Secretary of State. That became inactive after that period of time. We also knew that
Secretary of State for Barack Obama, we're talking
correct,
about.
And that would be last fall. So that's the reference that is quoted in the Herald today. There was also an inaccuracy. Obviously, we didn't have any presentation in public until the Labor Day breakfast, which was several days after the senator's wake and funeral. It was a Labor Day breakfast. So that was totally appropriate. But let me just answer on the financial piece. We knew that we'd have to run again for Attorney General. We needed to upgrade the website. We did a lot of preparation ramping up for a re-election or what ordinarily would be done. And we will file, as we're required to, on September 30th, all of the paperwork. But I am totally comfortable that we have followed to the letter and spirit of the law what is appropriate for campaign spending.
Sure, but it was widely reported, even before Senator Kennedy died, that you were running what I think was called a shadow campaign at that point, certainly not out in the public in terms of publicly announcing that you were interested in his job. And it was thought in the political community in Greater Boston to be a little unseemly to be exploring a campaign before this revered figure died.
Well, you know, I disagree that that's what we were doing, and it was reported, and who said nobody would really own that. That became a little mantra that got picked up and I'm sure is being spun in this campaign, as a lot of issues will be. My belief is, and I've known for a long time, that You know, you are always prepared. You're running, always running for re-election. You are prepared to take on challenges that come your way. And nobody knew that better than Senator Kennedy or the Kennedy family about being ready to do your job and to take on challenges that came your way. And so there was this, you know, the shadow campaign and the whisper campaign. I'm not aware that I've actually offended. No, I certainly haven't heard it directly from anybody. I think all of that has to be taken in light of what will certainly be a lot of spin and counterspin by other people in this race. I think that I was incredibly respectful of the senator's legacy. I still am. I am humbled to be running for this seat. I don't take anything for granted. But if you are going to live in the rough and tumble of politics in Massachusetts, you have to be ready for re-election. You have to be ready for what happens. And so I am not apologetic about doing the job I need to do to make sure that I am ready not only to do my job, but to face challenges that come in any race.
In your announcement, you talked about striving to follow in Senator Kennedy's footsteps. What do you mean by that?
I think it's really important that voters look at what Senator Kennedy represented, not just how he voted or what bills he voted for, but what was so great about him. And it's clearly taking the lead on many bills. And the other piece that I think is equally important is that Senator Kennedy was an incredible representative for Massachusetts, whether it was an individual constituent who had a problem or a business that was looking for a break. He understood Massachusetts and was able to stay in contact with everybody here. He was in that seat for a long time. We saw him grow in his ability to push issues that he cared about, to get results, whether it was Americans with disabilities or health care. That's what I think Massachusetts is looking for in a new U.S. senator. So, look, I'm running my own race. I'm not running against Senator Kennedy. Certainly. I know we're trying to follow in his footsteps. I believe that I'm asking voters to look at my record.
So what sets you apart from the other candidates?
I think, frankly, that it is the ability to, and the proven ability, to actually get down in the weeds on issues like predatory lending, like health care reform, like energy issues, and issues like cybersecurity. And I think my record in Massachusetts, particularly as Attorney General, is saying, we have a problem here. What is the solution to that?
Let's stay on health care, if we can, for a minute. As Attorney General, you've pursued cases against the health insurance market for predatory practices. Do you think that aggressive kind of action against health insurers or keeping a close watch on health insurers needs to be part of health care reform?
Absolutely. And we have prided ourselves from the consumer protection point of view in going after those like Mega, for instance, who came into Massachusetts and we believe made unfair and deceptive representations about the fact that their plan would be compliant with what Massachusetts's individual mandate was. I appreciate that there's a huge consumer piece of healthcare here, and keep in mind the goal is to make sure that we have good and inexpensive competition so that people can get coverage and people can get health care.
A couple of other issues. Internationally, the top military commander in Afghanistan, General McChrystal, has said, I need more troops to fight the Taliban, to fight the insurgents, to stabilize Afghanistan. Would Senator Coakley be ready to send more troops to Afghanistan?
I'm not ready right now, I can tell you that. And I think that it is squarely in front of the president. We need to define clearly what that mission is in Afghanistan. You know, the Army's mission is to go in and complete what the president has asked them to do. But if the goal is to get rid of the Taliban and, frankly, to get at al-Qaeda, and we've done that, then the question has to be, what role do armed forces play now in Afghanistan, and can they succeed in that mission? I think there's two lessons here. One, we certainly should have learned from Vietnam our own role in trying to get involved in local insurgencies. And second, we have to look at what everybody else has failed to do in Afghanistan. And I do not believe, as superior as our forces are, that we can ignore the lessons that other world powers have learned by trying to go into Afghanistan. This is complicated stuff again, and I think that the president knows that. I think that there will be all eyes front and center on what the mission should be and should we send forces in. But right now, I am not convinced that that's something that makes sense.
Why do you want to be U.S. Senator?
I want to be U.S. Senator because I think it's important to have a voice in Washington who's willing to tackle those problems like health care and the economy and energy and, frankly, our national security. And I believe that my experience can be effective as an advocate, as a problem solver, as a legislator. I frankly think that our government should work well. It should be competent and it should have integrity. And it should work for everybody. It should be a leveler. I've done that as DA and Attorney General, and I think I can do that as U.S. Senator.
Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, Attorney General Martha Coakley, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.